Hey, people, it is a seemingly long-awaited episode 134. We skipped a week because I had a colonoscopy, which we talk about in the episode, and Sunday was the only day we could record, and that was the day I was fasting, so I was a monster. I was hangry all day, and I was not to be bothered, and I definitely didn't want to talk about pop culture. That said, though, this is also a long-awaited return of the flop, so we're all back together. It's the first time we've been fully hosted in, seems like, months, at least weeks. So I hope you enjoy the episode, and the fact that I'm back to doing an intro means we are once again back to telling you who our sponsors are, and that would be the Beer Sauce Shop, located on 318 Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. We were going to go check out the Hot Sauce Challenge, their Hot Sauce Endurance Competition, but the wife got sick after a day of doing adult stuff, or slightly adult stuff, not big, but something just didn't hit her right, so we didn't make it. But you should make it, because they have thousands of beer SKUs since they've opened, and literally 500 plus on hand at any point in time. Same thing with Craft Whiskeys, except it's more like 25. They have thousands of sauces and rubs. They have like 8 or more beers on tap, I believe. Always something cooking. Check on Wednesday nights. There's Beer School, Barbecue School, Whiskey School, Bottle Share. There's flavor uprisings, like these competitions and the cook-offs and all this stuff. It's just worth going. It's like I said, it's 318 Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. It's the Beer Sauce Shop. If you ever see us there, tell us what the name of the episode before was, if I don't give you a question, and we'll buy you a beer. At least 5 of you, 5 people who can do that, will get a beer. Also, the Bomber Jackets. I know Alex is out there making it happen. He's been having a lot of deals this week, so you don't need our promo code because it's obsolete anyway. Just check him out. It's www.mybomberjackets.com. It'd be nice to hang out with him again and get him on the episode, like I always say, mainly because we meet up at a cool place and have some great beer. But, you know, it's what you're supposed to do, right? Anyway, here comes the episode. I think we got another That Year in Comics coming up a little quicker than normal, maybe in a week or two. And let me see if we got anything else going on. No, just normal stuff. So, yeah, here it comes. You're going to hear a bomb go off as soon as I stop talking. Hey, we are back, and I was just about to tell Tom where the We Are Back came from, because the first episode was never released because I fucked it up. So the first episode, part two, I go, hey, we're back, and this time for real.
Shtick.
Yeah, and it just stuck. I've answered that question one other time on a podcast, and that was on Mr. Johnny Applepex. Remember that podcast?
Yeah, what happened to that guy?
He fell off face of the earth, man.
He's
gone.
He flat earther, just walked to the
earth. Yeah, he willed himself into believing flat earth so much that he fell off the end.
Maybe just like a big hill?
He's just living life, people.
Yeah,
he just got a promotion at his job that caused him to... And I don't know that his wife was too hip on the podcast. She really wanted him to do music because he used to front a band and be a DJ. And
we would go watch him play all the time.
Not we, but I never watched
him. I mean,
me and
Carrie, because Carrie's my cousin.
And then he ended up getting back into it, and I thought it was going somewhere, but he's yet to release anything. So
maybe like Thanos, he just kind of snapped and he's disappeared.
Did you watch it?
No. But it's, I mean, you can't not see spoilers for it everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought maybe you just were like, I'm going to dive right into the end.
Watching backwards.
Mr. Bender, I don't feel so good.
Friend of the show and who has his own podcast, The Nerdcast, Jay, he put out his definitive list of chronological order of the Marvel movies, including shorts and the TV shows and stuff.
Okay.
I think a lot of people have done it.
Yeah, I've seen
that. And it's a good list. I mean, his list seems sound, but it's not my thing, and here's why. It's too much work.
Oh, my God.
I mean, for you.
To watch all that? He said he watched Infinity War, and I think in the top of the article he goes, it made me want to go back and rewatch them, but I want to do it in chronological order. Hey, you got to give up a month.
Yeah.
Or more than a month of your family.
It's like 19 movies or 20 at this point
Does that count,
right?
S.H.I.E.L.D. and all that?
All of it.
And he's including that, too?
TV shows and everything.
That's like six seasons.
Well, I bet he's not watching all the shows over, but that's a... Yeah, that's
good for him.
Yeah, that's a... The iceberg that sank the Titanic right there, man. My family life would be grind to a halt. Man. Even if it was just films. My wife might leave
me. Although, you know, I got to watch this for the podcast. It's
important. This is research.
Yeah.
Isn't your primary job now making sure that there's no fights over Fortnite?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now that
his primary job is to get our oldest to stop screaming at a high pitch.
No. All the time.
While she's playing Fortnite, because she gets scared.
I take it. I kick her off of it.
She gets scared?
People come out of nowhere.
It's fake. It's just being a teenage girl or borderline teenage girl.
Where need some attention.
Bottles come from?
They've been up there for a while. No. You just don't pay attention.
No, that's untrue.
At least 6 months.
That's untrue because he had a tall bottle right here.
It's upstairs.
She,
of course, is referring to my
one.
Whiskeys. Hey,
yes, we got one called Jefferson and one named after the first name of Adam Copeland, Sexton Hardcastle.
That's it. That's right. That is a deep wrestling cut. Only a few people are going to know that.
Yeah,
hey, but speaking of that whiskey, let me drop a little bit of my colonoscopy on you guys.
I'd rather you didn't.
You know,
you didn't like bring any home, did you?
No.
Colonoscopy and whiskey.
Trust me, I left enough at home before I went for the colonoscopy. Everyone knows that.
You left a little at the doctor's office, too.
Yeah, everyone knows that the day before the colonoscopy is the bad day, because all you do for colonoscopy is show up, get pricked with the needle, fall asleep, and you wake up completely relaxed.
Like at Bill Cosby's house.
Yeah, just like it, except violated. Well, actually, yeah, violated.
I was going to say you were.
But, so what?
Too soon.
And you have to do an all-liquid diet and everything, and that day already sucks. Here's what you shouldn't do, and I give you first-hand knowledge of this. Should not do. You should not get shit-faced drunk the night before with no intention of getting drunk. What we did is we go out to eat. I think I'll have a couple of beers. So, but we're going to where we're going to go. We have to go pick up a couple of presents for our niece for her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, we're here by the beer sauce shop. We haven't been in a little bit. Let's stop and get a beer. We stopped. She drank a beer. I drank two beers.
She did not drink a beer.
Yeah, she drank a vodka water. I drank two beers.
Keto diet.
We then went to Barnes & Noble's to pick up the gift. We then went to Streets of St. Charles, where we went to Mission Taco. And
did you have to wait?
No, it wasn't that bad at all. Good. So we went. Our whole plan on this night was to go see Deadpool 2. And the only place where we could get good seats was at the
AMC.
No, the Warenberg in St. Charles, or the Marcus, whatever.
On 94.
94, the one on First Capitol.
But that's Marcus Sears. It just throws me off.
So we go to Streets of St. Charles, and we order our tacos, and I'm eating big because I can't eat all the next day. So I get four tacos.
Whoa.
I know. And they have a whiskey on the wall. I'm like, oh, that's a good whiskey. I think I'll get a double. So I get a double of that. And then I get a beer. And then I was like, man, there's two other whiskeys up on that wall I've never had. So I'll get a single because I don't want
to
be a
trying to pace
be responsible.
But I don't want to get drunk because I'm going to have a. And so I get that one, and she decides that she's going to have one more. I said, well, if you have one more, I'll have another.
At what point, Missy, did you start getting pissed at him?
Double. No, she never got mad.
No, he was fine. I just thought it was odd that every beer he ordered, he also ordered a whiskey with it.
So then I ordered another whiskey.
So let's go back to that comment where you didn't set out to get drunk that night.
Didn't have no intention. So then we go to the movie theater. And they have a decent whiskey on the wall, so we order two beers and a double of their decent whiskey.
I did not get a beer again.
Oh. I got
another vodka water.
And I can tell you this.
Tore up from the floor.
Yeah,
So how good was Deadpool?
You know what? I was too drunk. I was more drunk than I wanted to be watching the movie. I remember the movie, but there is some times where it's like, I don't know if I got fully grasped what was good. Like, I know, spoiler alert, I know Brad Pitt's in the film, but the scene where he's in the film, I had no clue that was Brad Pitt.
That's Brad Pitt. And you go, oh, really?
Yeah.
Because it's just like real quick. You don't even hardly see
it. And everyone missed Matt Damon.
How many times did you have to pee?
Oh, not once.
Twice.
No, it was once. And it was it was during the scene.
I thought you said not once.
Yeah, it was during the scene that they released prior to the movie, so I knew exactly what was going to happen when he gets to the X mansion and recruits them. I ran and peed and then came back. Overall, the Deadpool 2 movie, I thought it was funny. I thought I won't spoil the villain.
This isn't a reliable source.
Well, okay, here. I thought it was enjoyable. The experience itself was horrible because some fat nerd bitch in the back row was
that she's going
out
to race.
Body shaming. Out loud laughing to the point where I wanted to get up and throw.
I'll lean back, but it was
every time.
Yeah. Then there were funny parts, and this one, the bad guy in it was a surprise. I did not know who the bad guy was going to be.
I don't either. So don't tell me.
There were other big name bad guys that and the whole X-Force thing was kind of a swerve. So there was a lot of great stuff that you were tricked by, and the post credit scenes were very good. So, and Cable, I mean, James Brolin did a great job as Cable.
Man, did he look amazing. You guys won't care.
It's Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin, yeah.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. When
his father's James Brolin?
Yeah, yes. On Life in Pieces.
Life in Pieces, yeah. Married to or was
Barbara.
Married to
Barbara Streisand.
Are they still together?
I think so.
Good for them.
I think they are.
Yeah,
good
nice.
For them, yeah. He's been his wife on Life in Pieces. We were watching. She's been his wife on multiple different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like
they have
like
good chemistry.
Yeah, on-screen couple.
Like we do.
Yeah. Yeah, just like that. But you don't
finish each other's sentences.
You don't have their alliance stick. You just have you have natural chemistry. You don't have to force an alliance Tom and Missy do.
Oh, force my ass.
But I would say though,
I feel like
since
Jeremy had his ass forced the other day.
Oh, I did.
Hey now.
But so back to Deadpool, and then I'll go back to colonoscopy. The Deadpool itself, though, on a six pack, what would you give the first one, Bender?
Four and a half.
Yeah, I think this one's right there. Even
same.
It's a 4.5. I could see
Aiden
people
knew what it was. So it was funny.
Very good. Worth watching. Very worth watching. I'd watch it again I have the original. I guess the biggest controversy out there about it, and this is not really a spoiler alert, but it's the fridging incident.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of read a little bit about that.
What? You have to explain it to me.
So what's her name? Bacall or what's her name?
His girlfriend.
His girlfriend in it, how she died. In the movie.
Spoiler alert.
The method in which she died with the refrigerator. So there's a movement in comic books when Kyle Rayner, which was a Green Lantern, his girlfriend was killed in the comic book, and he found her in a refrigerator. And it sparked it sparked a big movement among female writers in comics that women are used as props and treated as the sub characters just to move the plot along.
60 years later.
To be tortured and moved along for the main hero. And the incident is called fridging because of the way she was killed. So, and I guess the director of this, what was his name of the Deadpool director?
I don't know.
He essentially came out and said, yeah, I wasn't aware of the fridging thing, but you're in a comic book movie, you got to be. And I don't think the fridging is quite as big a deal, but then again,
well, we live in the era where everybody's got to be pissed off about
this.
Something.
Well, this has been going on since the 90s.
Yeah.
Where they've been complaining about this.
Okay.
Yeah. And so.
So was it a wink and a nod at the movement?
No, it wasn't. It was not. Yeah.
Was she naked?
I don't know, but she's.
No, they were about to get it off.
Because there's always that, like when you see them in the movies or the comic books, they're always, for some reason, naked or frozen. I'm like, well, that doesn't seem necessary.
Because you can't take their clothes off of them easy when their clothes are frozen.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Gross. Hey, so we'd give it a 4.5.
Good.
Yeah. And
wait, how are you speaking for me?
You just said it a while ago. You said, 4.5.
I never said anything like
that.
She
said the first one was a 4.5.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the second one. What do you
but
think
I'll
of the second
one? You just fridged out your wife.
Yeah. Hey, now.
I'll agree with the
I forgot
and
what
half
it's like to have her on here.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm just glad you guys are
I'm
back
sorry,
together.
I'm sorry. You were going to give it a what?
4.5.
There you go.
Yeah, all that for the exact same.
Yeah, hey, it doesn't matter. She still had her voice.
I'll give my colonoscopy a 6 because on the 6-pack scale, because I don't remember what happened. My doctor is a lovely guy, and my test came back good enough to where I'm back on the regular 5-year plan instead of the 2-year plan. So,
well, when you're 40, a 5-year plan is not regular.
No, that's it. You're supposed to get one every 5 years.
When you're 50, starting at 50.
Oh yeah. Well, that I've done.
He's just being cautious.
I've literally shit on that plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he did not wake up in a, I can record this and post it everywhere.
I just remember repeating stuff, and I did that the last time, too.
You said, the guy next to me farted so loud.
And it was, and I was not yet on any drugs. So.
And I said, are you sure that wasn't you, Jeremy?
I don't know I don't know if he had just came out or he still prepped to go in, but he was complaining about the heat. He was complaining about his stomach ache.
They fill up your body with gas or something?
No, not. But, I mean,
not
he
like
would.
Air?
Bender. It was almost, if I didn't know better, I would say he was just doing this. And then he would go, and there would be an awkward second silence. He'd go, sorry.
Oh, that's funny.
And then the nurses would walk by. They go, it's okay. We're used to it. And then not 20 seconds later.
I've had those days.
Dude, that is TV farting. That's cartoon farting. I've never heard a person in real life fart that way. It was a whoopee cushion.
Maybe he took your advice and just instead of getting super drunk, ate
crammed
a bunch
of air
slingers
up his ass. I don't know.
He ate 5 slingers the day before. Oh.
Well, see, mine was 2 days before, but it made the fasting Way worse.
Yeah, so you're like dehydrated.
Yeah, you couldn't eat the greasy food. You're already having to drink a lot of water. You can't take ibuprofen. You can only do Tylenol, so I had to hope Tylenol was going to do the trick, but ugh. I don't recommend it.
Could you have some some Pedialyte?
It's what plants want.
Yeah.
That's what his thing was made of. Was
yeah, essentially your mix has got a bunch of electrolytes in it.
Cool.
And the only thing I could eat is up until I started the mix was Jell-O. Man, I hate Jell-O.
Everybody's got room for Jell-O.
Yeah.
And my penis.
And rape.
In the penis? Ooh.
So I guess let's do one other update thing, because we just decided upstairs that if Missy talks about this in there, it may inspire literally ones of twos of women in the world to also go on a diet.
The one listener.
The one or two women listeners we have. Mm-hmm. Missy's now, she's almost in fighting weight. She's ready for Jamaica, man. So she started this keto diet when?
January 15th.
It's too long.
And she's.
What do you mean it's too long?
She's been dedicated to it pretty heavily.
I don't have that much dedication in my life.
And how much have you lost?
Dedicate yourself to drinking.
To date?
26 pounds.
26 pounds.
And it would probably be a lot more if I would not partake on the weekends.
Yeah. But it just makes you feel. I mean, you got everybody. You'll go insane if you don't.
What's the keto diet, real quick?
So it's high fat, medium protein, low carbs. And you try and keep your carb intake to. When you start out, I started out at like 30 grams per day, and now I try and keep it between 10 and 15 grams, mm-hmm. which is super low. Can't really eat shit.
I would never eat shit anyway.
I can't have vegetables. I can have very little, or I can't eat fruit. I can't. Yeah. I can only have a little bit of vegetables.
No sugars.
No mm-hmm. sugars.
So I did it for a while. It sucked. I cheated a lot.
Well, how long did you do it? Because it really takes
I was on that diet, but I cheated every day. so I really wasn't on the diet.
I think it takes a few weeks to really... It
takes 2 weeks to get into ketosis, right?
To get your mind right.
Yeah, it does.
It takes like a good month,
They say it takes 2 to 3 weeks for the average human to get over sugar cravings and what your body wants with sugar.
And that's untrue because I still crave sugar every single day.
Well, you had a deep dive into chocolate.
I think I lasted like 9 weeks and then gave up.
Did you find enough?
But I still drank beer. I just didn't eat any bread. I didn't eat any like rice, potatoes, or fruit.
Yeah, cut out the unhealthy stuff and keep the beer.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Meet me in the middle here.
Did you lose weight off of it?
Yeah, I lost like 10 pounds.
I am partial keto, and I've lost around 10 pounds.
I won't say your friend's name, but is he still doing the keto?
Yeah, he's down like 60 pounds.
Good for
him. Wow, that's awesome.
Well,
He
almost looks weird.
He had a lot to lose.
Can you see like his cheekbones and his jawline now?
Jake, my cousin came over for that barbecue that you guys skipped out on. You were there.
Oh, Bazinga.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. He comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, man. Brian's kind of skinny. Like, he's not like sick or anything, right?" I'm like, "No, he's on that keto diet." Because I wanted to like compliment him on his weight loss, but I just wanted to make sure he wasn't like he didn't have cancer.
You got the best diet there is. AIDS.
Yeah, 100% results.
Yeah.
So Missy is. I mean, we're getting ready for Jamaica. She's looking great.
When's that again?
Feels better.
So we can rob you,
right? The end of January or July.
Yeah.
How long are you gonna be gone?
One day.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be the worst Jamaican vacation ever.
We're going to fly there, get off of one plane, get back on a return plane.
Should Bender and I do the podcast?
So you want to know the top three reasons why I'm glad I've lost weight?
Yes.
And this might make you uncomfortable. One, my thighs don't rub together anymore.
Yeah, that chub rub ain't no joke.
I can see my clavicle bones.
Yep, she talked about that yesterday.
You had to look up clavicle, didn't you?
No, I did not.
She just randomly said it when
yesterday.
We were...
And three, I get a new wardrobe now.
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
That's not... Okay, the third one, barely true. If there's one person that suffers from shopper's remorse more than my wife, I don't believe... You'd have to introduce me because...
Oh, she even met many women then, is what you're saying.
No, I mean...
I could pick up a whole two full outfits at the store, walk around for 5 minutes,
and put them down.
Yeah,
she. I mean, let me rephrase that. She doesn't. She has pre-med. Or it's
like
pre shopper's remorse. Yeah. She won't even get them.
I feel
she
bad
won't
that
shop
I'm spending
herself.
Money on myself that could go towards the family.
Bad. And I mean, I'm not.
What a mom.
I'm not trying to make her mad
like Marge Simpson.
It drives me insane.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. Go get it. Go get it. We're not destitute here.
Yeah.
We've discussed. We're
Kelly
at least middle class
issue,
now in life.
Yeah.
And
we're
here. Here's crossing our fingers that we'll be upper middle class one day.
Yeah. One day.
Maybe.
Hold your breath.
Don't do that. We'll die.
Yeah.
You got to breathe, Tom, John, both of you. Yeah, there you go. So anyway, that was the update on that was our health corner. Yeah. We're gonna get to
back to beer.
Bender's gonna have a science segment coming up here at the end.
We have a science segment tonight?
Yeah.
We
do.
Whoa.
But I only have one other thing to talk about, and I'm gonna get it out of the way because I know Bender brought more to talk about today, and I know you had some stuff to talk about today. And this is real quick. I watched a trailer today that was it piqued my curiosity big time called The Sisters Brother.
The Sisters Brothers.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this a comedy?
Ooh, is this porn?
Sorta. It's John C. Reilly.
Let me guess. Is it the opposite of Sister Wives?
No. It's John C. Reilly and Joaquin Phoenix, and they're brothers whose last name are Sisters.
Hmm.
And they're hired by the railroad to go out and kill the landowners and the people that are in their way.
Oh, okay.
And they're after the kid from Mr. Robot and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Is this historical or is it like...
I think it's loosely based on stuff that was going on.
No, but I mean, is it like a period piece? Like,
it's a Western. It's a Western.
Gotcha. So
they're supposed to go out. They're supposed to go out and kill the Mr. Robot, and he has created a chemical that allows gold to illuminate in water. So he make mining easier to make people have more money to fend off the railroads and things like
that. That's cool.
And Jake Gyllenhaal, who's charged with finding him and turning him over, learns that what he can do, and then he's got to try to protect him from them.
Mm, okay.
And the whole trailer is John C. Reilly. There is comedic moments between those two.
I was going to say, with John C. Reilly, sure. It has to be.
And he is, the whole trailer says, you know, I really want to make this our last job. And Joaquin Phoenix is like, why? What do you mean? He goes, killing people is what we're good at. And they get in fights with each other constantly. We'll watch the trailer. It looks really good.
Yeah, okay. Sweet.
Yeah.
So that was all I had. So just thank you guys for coming out this episode. All
right.
Or we can move on over to what you guys
I guess we can move on to, I brought one book. Well, not book. Book topic.
We're going to hate on some stuff.
Two movies and a TV show.
This episode could be our second open invitation to George R.R. Martin.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess we can dive right in there. George R.R. Martin, he's writing again.
Oh, I'll believe when I read it.
But he's not writing the, what is it, Wins a Winner?
Yeah.
He's writing some other shit again.
He's writing the animated movie for his book that he wrote in 1977 or 79, I can't remember now, The Ice Dragon. It's a kid's novel that he wrote about a young protagonist who finds an ice dragon and they have adventures together.
Oh. So
he's writing
how do you
movie.
Come up with the name?
I don't know. But it's just really annoying, and the internet was like, oh, that's neat. Go back to writing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. We talked about it on the show before. Every time he tweets, I just love reading that first tweet. Get back to writing, George. Yeah.
Like, we've all given up at this point, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm done with him.
I don't even want to watch this movie
I was already very irritated at him, but when I decided to completely be off of the wagon was when the TV show passed the books, and the TV show's still been enjoyable. I'm like, I guess I don't need the books anymore.
Right.
Plus, they're very badly written.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you watch... did anybody else here watch Lucky Logan?
We started it.
With Daniel Craig.
And
Daniel Craig, Adam Driver.
I don't remember that.
That was
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum was they were going to rob Talladega.
Oh, yeah. Why did we stop watching that?
We were watching it on Plex, and it was all on Dwayne's Plex, Big D's Plex, and the feed went bad.
So we always them out wants to buffer.
You can buy movies and share them with Plex.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, so we'll watch it now that it's back, because we watched it 20 minutes and we were in.
It's worth it. It's a good movie, but there's a scene where there's a prison riot takeover and they have their demands, and one of their demands is they want the Winds of Winter.
Okay.
And the warden's like, it says here on the Wikipedias that George R.R. Martin has taken a break from writing Winds of Winter to work on other things. And the guys are like, bullshit. The TV show's already gone past it. And he's like, yeah, the TV show has gone in a different direction from the Winds of... And they're like, that don't make any fucking sense. And they start writing.
What's the worst is that movie's 2 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say, that joke was so funny 5 years ago.
I know, like... Man, that's like specifically topical.
That was Steven Soderbergh also who did that movie. Yeah, I love his movie. So I'm pretty much in on what he does. I mean, Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12.
It was Ocean's 11 basically with hillbillies.
Yeah. I'm down with it. I'm okay with it. I'm okay. Oh, and a great ensemble cast.
Yeah, it was very funny. Yeah.
And Adam Driver, he's in a couple movies coming out soon. That guy's a good actor.
Yeah, he is.
When not being Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
When he sings My Name Is Derek, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Kylo Ren's the best part of
those
movies.
Oh, Adam Driver. Never mind.
Who were you thinking of?
What? From Step Brothers.
I agree with you.
Hold on. What? Who? What?
The Step Brothers. Oh,
Adam McKay.
That's who I...
Yeah.
I'm retarded.
Are we having fun yet?
I was telling Bender Party something down, I watched before.
I never watched it either. I couldn't get into it.
Oh, it's so good.
I was telling Bender about the last episode of the Joe McHale Show with Joe McHale. Mm-hmm. Has a good shtick about... it's a TV series based on the one thing people like about all the current action movies, the hallway fight. They get rid of everything. It's just a one long continuous hallway where Joe McHale fights in.
It's a thousand miles long to
avenge the death of his other tall white friend, Dax Shepard. And Adam McKay's a bad guy in it. James Vanderbeek's a bad guy in it. I mean, it's
James Vanderbeek's second career has been pretty fucking good.
He runs him through with a ninja sword. He goes, and McHale looks him in the eye and goes, "Your hair's amazing." And as he's walking off, James Vanderbeek goes, "You haven't seen me take my last breath, which almost assures me of being in the season two."
That's awesome. Good stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, we're on a 6-pack scale about what we like about George R.R. Martin's career. -1 is that where we're at?
Nah. I mean, it's like a three.
It's still
light.
Three.
Oh. Is it?
And it's losing a half a beer.
He's also got a. He's also
that originally trilogy. You gotta still give credit to the original. It's like George Lucas. You know, you gotta give credit to the original trilogy.
The first three books were good, even when in their bad spots were.
Yeah, but they don't wrap up like George Lucas. If you only saw the first three Star Wars, you'd be like, "That's a good trilogy that nothing has ever came
hey,
from."
For our future of hosting this podcast and friendship, we just don't bring up those movies anymore.
Which movies?
The Star Wars movies.
Oh. I was about to bring another one up because they just announced the Boba Fett movie.
That's a good one.
Oh, and,
and its first director, because it won't be its last.
James Marigold?
Yeah, who did Logan?
Yeah.
I'll see how long he lasts before they fire him.
Yeah, there's no one can finish a movie for Star Wars anymore.
No. Marvel was pretty bad.
Except for... this guy who did Last Jedi, arguably the worst of the new Star Wars movies.
No.
Rian Johnson. Is that his name?
Ryan Johnson.
He has his own trilogy. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marvel directors, kind of have been jumping away. I mean, everybody kind of. Disney, the House of the Mouse is a cruel house. I mean, even back in high school when I graduated high school. Yeah. We toured the studios and stuff, and there was a lot of people then that did not look happy. Apparently it's a sweatshop. Animators don't want to go work for them.
I can see that.
Can go do it if it's a paycheck and you're getting hard breaking into other places, but yeah, they're demanding.
I just think of that old Family Guy of Walt Disney, "Take off your clothes. Do I have to?" Minnie Mouse.
So you guys gonna go see Solo this weekend?
Maybe.
So Jay from Nerdcast wants to come on the show when we talk about Solo, but we have to go see it first. So I don't know if I'll go see it this weekend.
I'm going to try on Saturday.
Well, we got, I think we're going to go to Art Outside after she gets done getting her hair done.
Fucking hipsters.
Hair done or hair did?
She getting her hair did.
You going to blow it out?
Art Outside's a blast. I enjoy like it.
Where's it at? I don't know where it's at.
At the Maplewood.
Schlafly. We're not that hipster.
That's cool.
From the hipster.
For me, Art Outside is watching a 3-year-old sidewalk.
I do not have a beard.
Yeah, you're the most hipster guy on our podcast. He had a pompadour at one time.
Yeah. Trimmed it up nice.
He has trimmed it up. He's had his summer cut.
I got my summer cut. I'm going to let it grow out all winter.
Summer cut.
Super douchey.
Yeah, you said it, bro.
The last thing I brought TV-wise is Matt Groening has a new TV show series on Netflix coming August 17th.
Well, Fantasyland or something like that?
Disenchantment. And it's...
There's a girl, there's a troll that looks like Bart Simpson.
Yeah, it does. It is...
Someone looks like Bart Simpson.
Didn't that work for Zord?
Different. I think it's going to work. Yeah.
This one looks different. It looks like he's had animated.
He's had two successful shows. One survived cancellation to come back a couple times. So,
Like three different cancellations. Yeah. Futurama.
That's why I use the plural form of cancellation.
Futurama is like my favorite cartoon ever.
I'm about to say, is Futurama back to end better than The Simpsons?
I'd say there's a lot of people that would say front to back, yes.
Yes.
It's his favorite one, so he's got to think that.
In fact, when this came out, I was playing around on Twitter, and they were like, "Oh, could you bring..." Somebody reached out and was like, "Can you bring Futurama back?" And everybody immediately piled on and was like, "That second ending was the greatest ending of a TV show ever. Why would you ruin it?" Like, he has
the
Simpsons.
Is that the one where they walk the ends of the earth?
Yeah, time freezes. It's a solid.
Yeah, we broke it down on here before.
We have,
The Simpsons is over?
No. They're talking about Futurama.
Right?
Well, I thought you said it was a good ending, and I thought I heard someone say, like, The Simpsons.
No, well, everybody on the Twitter was arguing back and forth, like, bring Futurama back, and they're like, what if it's shitty like The Simpsons is kind of now? Ooh, The Simpsons is getting a little bit better.
It's a dig.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Anyways, this is set in a kingdom called Dreamland, and it follows the misadventures of a hard-drinking young princess.
Misadventures.
Bean is her name, which that's what I call my daughter, which I thought was kind of weird.
Aww.
Well, she is a princess, and she might drink a lot when she's older.
Yeah, she's probably. I'm like, this sounds like my daughter.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah. Her feisty elf companion, Elfo. That was really hard. Yeah. They really reached for that one.
There's going to be a lot of jokes.
Her personal demon, Lucy, which is a man. Along the way, the
like Lucifer, yeah, demon, Lucy. Yeah, that makes sense.
The eyeball trio encounter orgs, sprites, harpies, imps, trolls, walruses, and lots of human fools.
I wonder when the bad guy debuts. That bad guy goes, "I am the walrus."
Yeah,
cuckoo, choo.
Premieres August 17th. I'm on board, 100%.
FX, you said.
No, Netflix.
Oh, Netflix. Even better. Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Netflix now has a bigger market cap than Disney. How crazy is that?
That is
for
nuts.
Now. Yeah. When Disney streaming service hits, we'll see. Apparently, they've scrapped using the one is it Hulu they own now, or we're trying to make a bid for. They don't own it yet until the FX
part of it. Trying, yeah.
No, they don't own it until the Fox thing goes through.
But, which that might not come through because of Comcast.
Yeah. So, but apparently there's rumorings and mumblings that what they are designing is groundbreaking. So we'll see. I mean, they've got the money to put into things, so. And they also have, all they have to do is the original programming. I mean, is Star Wars or Marvel, and boom. Boom! Well,
anyways,
I said boom!
Character that plays Bean is Abby Jacobson from Broad City.
Yep.
Damn funny.
Yeah, yeah. Writer, director, comedian.
Eric Andre is Lucy. He's a comedian that I've seen and stuff.
Eric Andre's great. Most notably, he was...
he's always like a side character in everything. Yeah, he was always great.
He was the coffee guy in Don't Trust the Bee.
Yeah.
He's married to...
I think he's over the top.
He's married to someone famous.
Here, he's right here.
Yeah, look at his spouse.
He's that guy.
They're bringing back Billy West. He's back in it. Lucy Montgomery, John DiMaggio, and Noel Fielding. And Nate Faxon. Nat Faxon.
Yeah,
he was in that...
Oscar-winning Nat Faxon.
Oh, really? Oscar for?
Him and Jim, what's his writing partner, who wrote The Descendants. They wrote The Way, Way Back. The Dean from...
Way, Way Back's a great movie.
The Dean from Community. I can't think of his
name. Yeah.
They're writing partners.
The guy looks like Moby?
Yeah, Nat Faxon is also famously was in Beer Fest, one of the Germans in
Beer
Fest.
He was also in Friends from College.
Friends from College on Netflix. Yeah, he's got you should love him. He's got a gap.
No, he doesn't. He's got a weird like snaggle tooth.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Sorry. My bad. I just thought all you weird teeth people stick together.
Hey, whoa. Oh, our child has a gap.
No, hers is. They said hers is a natural gapping that will close together like a normal.
No, they have not said that.
Is she ever adult teeth?
We heard different things.
No,
hey man, she's not a fuck. We're not mutants, okay?
No.
It's fine.
She's very tall for a girl.
I was about to tell you she wants her gap. She doesn't want to get it fixed.
No, I'm getting rid of mine.
Gap tooth lives matter.
Yeah.
Too soon?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I love
how three of my co-hosts right now are on their phones or cellular.
You guys are talking about stuff I want to talk
about.
So
when you said that, I was at Third Wheel on Sunday for a little lunch and beer because my brother-in-law was in town. Which, by the way, they do a little music on, like, bluegrass music thing was their band this week. Their food's pretty solid. And so we had a couple beers, and there was an old white guy, obviously. Had a shirt on that said Black Labs Matter. I was that's in poor taste.
Hey, by the way, two things of Eric Andre. I said he was married or with someone famous. They broke up, but he was with Rosario Dawson.
Okay.
And he's born in Boca Raton, Florida. Maybe the only famous person that was born in Boca Raton. They usually go there to end life, not begin life. So
good for him.
Yeah.
That's a nice single right up the middle.
Yeah, right. is that all you had?
Unless you guys want to jump into the volcano.
No, let's get to you. We'll end on your science segment.
How much time we got?
Yeah, I don't know. We got plenty of time.
I mean, there's lots to talk about. First thing I want to talk about is this. Let's
get to Morgan Freeman, maybe?
No, I got something better to talk about.
Quit mowing his lawn, man.
Sorry.
Netflix, as we were talking about, has season 5 coming out next week of Arrested Development, which has been in the news for
Jeffrey Tambor.
And Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman put his foot in his mouth for a little mansplaining.
And he's been publicly apologizing all day today.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been kind of annoying.
Yeah.
What is it? What do you say? Because I don't know.
So, long story short, Jeffrey Tambor apparently is a dick and screamed at Jessica Walter, and she was made her cry, which is hard for me to believe because she always plays the bitch character so well. You know, I mean, yeah. I'm not saying,
but it's
didn't
a character.
Well, it's a character.
Aren't
sure.
aren't we glazing over the fact that didn't Jeffrey Tambor get in trouble for alleged assault?
There was some sexual harassment on trans.
And Jessica Walter was very clear that that never happened, but was very clear that he had made her feel so small and yelled at her. And
he's
just
mean.
He's an asshole.
Big mean guy.
And
which kind of blows my mind. Like, he doesn't seem like he would be that guy.
I can see it.
I don't see it. But anyways, go ahead.
Well, he's an
actor. Unfortunately, Jason Bateman and, to a lesser extent, David Cross and Will Arnett were kind of defending Jeffrey Tambor's behavior.
She
at
had
the expense
it coming.
Of,
no, I'm just kidding.
It wasn't that bad, but at the expense of Jessica Walter, who was only really being defended by maybe, which was her
Portia
real name?
Del Rossi.
No,
the younger girl. I don't know. It's a weird name.
Yeah, butcher name. Now I'm sounding like a
She was also on the Search Party on TBS. Or
yeah,
TNT.
She's gotten some notoriety because she co-wrote that and created that.
Yeah,
so.
She's very funny.
Maybe it's her character's name. Maybe.
Yeah,
on
we should
the
call
show.
Her that anyway. Anybody? No, thanks.
No,
all right, great.
No. You're swinging and missing.
You can read about it. It's kind of sad that somebody feels so belittled like that. Jason Bateman, as we said, has kind of
guess
been
I'm
going
have
all
to stop picking on Bender.
Yeah. But more than that, for a show that was so critically acclaimed, is anybody here excited about season 5
no,
of Arrested Development?
No.
I've never watched AC.
I thought it was done.
Real quick.
They brought it back a couple times now.
Aaliyah Shawkat is her name. Aaliyah Shawkat.
Okay.
If that's how you pronounce it. Shawkat. And, we didn't even really finish the season 4.
They've done a director's cut now. Did you see
is
that?
Is it better?
I haven't watched it because I watched season 4. So season 4, which was tough for people,
well, it was
due to all the characters, not
they
characters,
couldn't
the
all
actors
be
and actresses blowing up, they had to basically do each episode about a character. What they've now gone and done before the season 5 is coming out on Tuesday is re-edit it so now it flows like the regular first 3 seasons.
Okay.
And so instead of like 12 episodes, now there's like 29. Some episodes are as long as 20 minutes. Some are as little as like 8. But
that's
it makes
weird.
More sense chronologically. It's just how it was cut up.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. So, was this shot before all of this? His,
the
Me
interview?
Too, did Jeff, no, not the interview, but like before, like the allegations from
no.
Trans.
No, this was like maybe this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, I know the interview was, but was it, season 5 shot before
it probably
yes.
was going on during,
during
all that.
It, yeah.
Okay. That's what I was kind of wondering, because I wonder if they're just going to. If there is a
and,
6,
and
if
Jeffrey
they're
Tambor
get rid of
has said, and I kind of maybe I do believe him that whenever there's like less than 5 witnesses, I'm more apt to maybe believe the person who's being accused. He had 2 people accuse him,
and
he is like, "Look, I was an asshole. I was belittling, and I'm mean, and obviously there's a track record of that. But I never did anything sexual." And Jessica Walters has said the same thing. And
Yeah, he's a prick, but he's not a rapist prick. So
yeah,
I mean,
well,
which is there is a there's that is definitely better. Yeah, I'm not excited about it, but I think, and I'm not forcing a segue, but I think that's a good segue into Morgan Freeman because he is coming out staunchly defending himself now. This was all today.
Yes.
Yeah, this blew up like quick.
It went from one woman to like 16 women, and he
is it up to 16 now? It's 8 at noon.
Something crazy. As many as 16 is a report I saw, and he apparently he's not being quiet about it. So. You know, there's 2 rules of thought on this. When something happens, you could Louis C.K. it and just kind of go away.
Release. He kind of apologized.
He eventually had to.
Yeah.
But you kind of go into hiding and you release your statement. But Morgan Freeman released a statement right away saying, "I've never done this. People that know me know I would not hurt somebody." And would this be one of the most disappointing?
I don't think it's all that shocking.
I mean, Bill Cosby is disappointing, but it turns out all of Hollywood knew that he was a bit of a lecherous guy.
Yeah.
And definitely Harvey, soon to be arrested Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, he's about to turn himself in tomorrow.
But Morgan Freeman, he's kind of like your good old voice grandpa, though, right?
Yeah, but, you know, grandpa's got some skeletons in the closet.
He's a little bit of the magical Negro sometimes, though, right?
What do you mean?
Where, like, he's white people are always like, oh, it's Morgan Freeman. He's like a safe black guy.
Like, I don't have to cross the street when I see him.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
Before
look, somebody sprinkled some salt on him. Look, he's speckled. Right. So
I was actually talking about this with Morgan Freeman today because I agree with you. He would be, if I had to write a top 10 list of people, I'd be like, most, Morgan Freeman. He would be my number one.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is number one, but see, when I see Morgan Freeman, I just.
Paul Rudd.
He was on the top. Yep.
Is it because Morgan Freeman's so old?
You know my
It just doesn't shock me. And like 3 years ago, I read that alleged story. I guess it's because I read that alleged story that he banged his step granddaughter.
So, yeah, that was brought up in court.
Is that the one
court.
That died? Wait,
yeah, yes. The one that died. She was shot by her ex boyfriend.
Stabbed multiple times. Yeah. And his defense team brought that up in the trial.
Yeah.
And that was
apparently there's some text messages and whatnot. But
she had a grandpa issues.
Yeah.
Which maybe she just liked older guys.
He was just taking a, you know, a page.
Either way, it's fucking Woody, creepy. Woody Allen. So
maybe it was her end was the advances and he was on. We don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like we're, yeah, it just, either way, it's creepy.
So we just brought up, and we'll get around to you because we'll let you close on yours, but you just brought up who your most shocking was. Obviously, Tom Hanks, I think we're all agreed. Yep. Anybody need a beer?
Yeah, I'll take one.
Paul Rudd would be another one.
Yep, I hit my top five.
Well, when Missy gets back, let's listen to her and Bender's pick of one, and then we'll go through your top five.
All right, sounds good.
Just pass that down, Bender.
So Paul Rudd's yours?
Well, Tom Hanks is my number one.
I think
one.
Everybody can... I won't speak for Missy, but he would definitely be my number one, too.
Like, and then Paul Rudd. So I said Paul Rudd, which shocked me. So, but let's throw them out, mm-hmm. and let's do the next list. So, Missy, what celebrity who isn't Tom Hanks or Paul Rudd would shock you if it came out that they were
just a gross.
Let's go with alive. Let's go with people who are alive.
Yeah,
because Mr. Rogers maybe the top one. I mean,
yeah. Jesus.
By all accounts, he was the nicest person in the world. So, what do you got?
I don't even.
I'm going The Rock. I'm calling him.
No, that'd be a good one.
Yep. I just don't. You know,
I would be super disappointed in that. I love Dwayne Johnson.
I think he would like. I think that would like break the internet for sure.
Yeah. So you can't get. You don't have one.
Can you come back to me?
No.
I mean, you're. It's on you now.
Yeah, it's your spotlight's on you. You haven't been on in a while.
You need to prepare me for things like this. I don't know. All
right, also, Barbara Streisand.
Your top just five.
So my top. So my buddy
Stephen Hawking.
So
dead. Too soon.
So I want to give two lists. I want to give a friend of the show, Drew, his list.
All right, Drew.
Drew had Paul Rudd number one. Then he had Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, I could see that.
Joe Rogan.
Yep.
Kevin Kline.
I got a new one.
Okay.
Joe Rogan's been happily married with multiple kids. It would shock me. And a very defender of the little man.
Yeah, but it's always the guys that are like super happily married that once they get to the strip club get super weird.
That's true.
Kevin Kline. And then Liam Neeson. That's his top five.
I got a new one after yours. I've got another one.
But Liam Neeson's got a particular set of skills.
I was going to say.
Hopefully it's not petting women.
My skills are getting away with it.
Yeah, yeah. My top five, we mentioned Tom Hanks. Then I have Mel Brooks.
Yep.
Okay. Robert Duvall.
Okay.
Good one.
Chris Pratt. That would be very disappointing.
It would.
And then finally, I feel like I had to put it in a token, so Wayne Brady.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, I got one.
Yep.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to touch Urban. A bitch inappropriately?
Keith Urban?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that guy.
Why?
His hair is like from 2000.
Don't hate it. Don't on it bothers he's me. He's got beautiful hair.
It's not beautiful hair.
How about maybe this one might be a big one that nobody's thinking about? Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
It'd be a massive one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Patton Oswalt lost his wife. He was apparently a super loyal guy. Postmortem's been doing all kinds of stuff for.
Rick Moranis, that same token?
Yeah, Rick Moranis, who left Hollywood because of the stick that went with it. So, yeah.
See,
well, no, Rick
me.
Moranis left because his wife died.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah.
He and now he's making a comeback.
Sort of. He's not making a comeback.
He's dipping the toes in.
He agreed to revive that one character for the Goldbergs.
It.
That's
yep,
it.
That's it.
Yeah, he's doing. He's being Lord Helmet, Darth Helmet, just for the Goldbergs, which is awesome.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, do it.
I would say Neil Patrick Harris would be a shocking one.
It would be a shocking one. Yeah.
Because he's like so charming.
He is charming. What?
I don't know. Wasn't Kevin Spacey kind of charming?
No. Creepy always.
Just kidding. That was very homophobic on my part. I apologize.
What else you got outside of that?
So let's also talk about today the NFL coming out and saying,
oh, I didn't want to talk about this.
Jesus Christ.
If you are kneeling during the national anthem, you will be fined.
People on the field at the time of it, they've left a caveat. That you will, if you're not standing, you will be fined. This is forced patriotism. This doesn't fix the problem.
Nope.
And it's been touted as a win for my family and all the very right-wing people. It's not a win. You're not doing it. You think...
It's so stupid.
It's the old adage that conforming to my beliefs fixes the problem.
Yep.
It does not fix a problem. It's not you just
it
don't see it
problem.
Now.
Yeah, you're just choosing to ignore it.
You're right. It kind of in this. I know this isn't the same related, but kind of, and related to sports. Did you see the Sterling Brown video released?
I have
in Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah,
not a good look.
He got tasered.
No, not a good look for the police officers.
I don't know if Jason Kander is the one who said it, but he retweeted it today, and he's like, everybody who's cheering this kind of misses the point. It's not that, you know, it's not disrespectful to kneel during the national anthem for your country. You should want these people to want to stand for their country and for the national anthem. So if there's something wrong with it, then like you should address that problem and what that issue is.
There are a lot of issues going on in our country right now, and this was the least of them.
This is literally just pandering to the NFL doesn't want to get bashed by Trump in October. That's it.
And I would be very curious to know, and the NFL ratings are down, where this particular issue, like, who's really not watching the NFL because of this issue? I'm sure there are
people out there. People like my family member that I told you went after, the restaurant, and the restaurant clapped back on it and stuff like that on the interwebs. It's those people. And by the way, yeah, ratings are down. Earnings are not down.
No.
The earnings are still up.
Well, I think ratings are also down for multiple reasons. They're down here locally for how we were treated.
The ratings are down on shows across the board. Yeah. The NFL just...
There's just too much on now.
And there's the argument that the oversaturation of the Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, when it was event television, when it was... what's the word I'm looking for? Gosh darn it. Where you had to be tuned in at a certain time.
Must-see TV.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. There's an appointment television. You had to be there on Sunday and Monday. That's NFL day.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not NFL day anymore.
No.
And there's also an argument to be made college football's way bigger than it ever has been.
Yeah.
So, and there's a lot of money going into college football in terms
college
of gambling.
Ratings are up. Yep.
Gambling and whatnot. So the options are out there.
And now that they're legalizing gambling across the, you know, every state, basically. It's
they haven't done that yet. They just had
it's on its way.
Well, they had a precedent set, and you expect it to follow suit, but...
Yeah, so I think ratings will probably bounce back now that you can gamble everywhere.
Well, I don't think you're going to be able to gamble everywhere. It's going to be like
most
a lottery.
Places. Most states will probably let you gamble. But
when
has anything ever moved that fast?
I mean, not every
country?
State has Powerball or the lottery.
Yeah. We're still looking at weed to be legalized, and that's gone taking
Gay
a step
marriage.
Back already.
Yeah, but
they also celebrated net neutrality getting obliterated, but it's not. Its demise is, you know, was premature. So I mean things don't happen fast in our country.
It's just I think it'll bounce back a little bit more. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
It's a huge waste of time. The Jets...
That's a hot take. This is stupid.
The Jets owner is the only one who basically said, I will pay any of my players' fines if they want to kneel.
Hey, did you see my...
Woody.
Yeah.
Did you see my 49ers are now... The president of the 49ers now has... And the team has some stake in a premier team? Premier League
Chad York?
Team? Yeah.
What team did he put money in?
They just... I have to look it up. They invited him to Candlestick or to San Francisco, and now they're something. We'll have to look it up.
I'll look it up right now. Speaking of what
which,
you
may, that might become my new soccer team.
Did the Panthers ever get sold?
I don't think so.
Is being vetted right now.
On the kind of going with the Bill Cosby jokes and all that stuff we made about and Morgan Freeman thing. Reuben Foster has charges have been dropped for the 49ers. Their stud rookie last year. He's now going to rejoin the team. And John Lynch kind of welcomed him backhandedly. He said, Reuben, we're glad to have Reuben back on the team, but we do stress that Reuben knows that no spot on here is given. It's all earned and by your on-field and off-field behavior. So, yes, Reuben Foster may not have attacked his girlfriend, But Reuben Foster did keep crazy enough women around him that would make up stories in order to get him in trouble. Man. That's not good.
Sometimes chicks are hot, man.
So
you can't keep crazy around. Yeah.
Sometimes it's worth the crazy.
He has, it's not a EPL side, okay. It's a championship side.
Oh, call that's it. It, yeah.
It's called Leeds United, but Leeds United is probably a top 15 club in England. They've just been shitty for so long.
Well, it's my team now.
Yeah. No, the Peacocks are awesome. They got some badass uniforms.
I'm even more excited now. They're Peacocks.
That is their mascot.
Can I get a jersey?
Leeds United Peacocks.
No, you're going to get a whole outfit.
I'm down.
You should just grow out the back of your
head. Speaking of segues.
Segues into the greatest sport. Big game for me on Saturday. Liverpool Football Club in the Champions League final against Real Madrid.
That's awesome.
I'm pretty excited.
I just went from 6 to midnight talking about it.
What time is that one at?
1:45 on Saturday afternoon.
I will be at a fucking birthday party.
A fucking birthday party? That's a pretty weird theme for a birthday party.
It's not. That's at Rock and Jump. It's going to suck.
Yeah, Rock and Jump.
It'll be a rocking good
jump
time.
Does suck.
Hey now.
They got an obstacle course now. Pretty good at it. So
there was an Urban Air birthday in our family this past Sunday, but I did not attend because I was hangry and didn't want to deal with it.
That place is cool. If you've never been to Urban
been
Air,
there yet.
They have a zip line area and an above like high up obstacle, not high up, but you can walk under it. It's an obstacle.
It's like Rock and Jump, but a little more hip hop, yo.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they call it Urban Air.
Oh, there you go.
That's their tagline.
They play, what is it?
When
bleep out the curse words in rap music.
Speaking of bleeping out the curse words in rap music, old Kendrick Lamar is a little bit
what
of
a prick.
But what happened?
Oh,
I didn't hear this.
This was a dick move on his part, by the
way. Wasn't that? All right. I see both sides.
Are
so Kendrick,
you on the side
dick
where
move, dude.
You thought it was planned?
No, I don't think it was planned. I think, all right, so Kendrick Lamar, very famous rapper that I don't think I've actually heard in one of his songs, had a concert in Atlanta. Dude, I'm white bread.
ATL.
I got a new segment next time.
He brought a white lady up to sing one of his songs, and in
that
the
was
song,
heavy with the N word.
Heavy with the N word.
He set her up.
He set her up.
Yes.
That's a setup. That's a bit of thing on like every TV show. You don't say the N word in the rap song. You're not allowed to say it.
In my car by myself, I can, but not out in public, I don't.
Yeah, if there's even remotely anybody who could maybe possibly hear you, you don't say it.
I haven't heard his response to it. I feel like it was poor judgment. I think he probably assumed that she was going to not say it.
Yeah.
And she's got to be smart enough to know you can't do that.
All of that, no. All of that is wrong. And I'm going to tell you why.
All right.
Is there video or is there just audio? I've only heard
I am
the
sure
audio.
There's video.
Here's why it's wrong. Your favorite rap artist, you like their songs. Like you said, you sing along to your songs in the car. You get this once-in-a-lifetime moment to be pulled on stage and sing with them where your adrenaline's pumping. Yeah.
You're
excited.
You're in the moment.
He said, let's sing this song together. You sing the song.
Yeah.
You sing the song.
You should have never put her in that situation.
You're having Joey Bag of Donuts, Mr. Joe Schmo, or Mrs. Joe Schmo come up and perform with you. The very last thing she has in that moment is a filter. This is why people get around celebrities and cry. There's no their frame of thought is gone. It's his fault.
You should have picked
his fault.
He should have picked a song where she sang the hook or something, and there was no issue.
She's not racist. She's at a Kendrick Lamar concert.
She's racist either. And I definitely buy the argument of her being full of adrenaline and whatnot, but.
No, she shouldn't have sung
it,
but she also shouldn't have been put in that situation.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Or do it on a different song.
Exactly. She should have sung the hook.
Oh, he's by far not innocent either. He's got to be smart enough to know that. I don't think it's a setup, though.
No, I don't think he actually set her up. I think it was poor judgment on his end.
Didn't the crowd started booing? He's like, whoa, whoa, hey. I don't think he realized. And he's like, oh, let's give her a chance. And
she said, from the audio, she didn't even realize she was doing it.
Yeah,
that's how in the moment
she was.
She
was just in the moment, yeah.
But then they had another guy who came up and didn't say that. He said something else to, and the crowd cheered him.
You
should
be put in that situation.
He saw the mistake in front of him.
Yeah.
I don't know who went first or whatnot. But still, it just, bottom line is, why the fuck is this a news story in 2018?
Stupid.
We have a president who just pissed away another opportunity to make peace.
Yeah, we're all going to die tomorrow anyways. It doesn't matter.
So, real quick, a segue off of that. There's a new hip-hop series on Netflix called The Rapture.
I wanted to bring that up.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead. Go.
No, I was just going to say we watched the Logic.
The first episode. The
documentary, which was highly interesting, but he brought a kid up during one of his raps, and he was like, I want you to sing it. And the kid goes, wait a second. Mom, can I say the bad words? And his mom said, go ahead. This kid killed it.
Killed it. It was funny how it was going.
When he said, fuck, Logic lost it.
Yeah.
It was that's awesome.
The setup was cool, too, because he's rapping, and he goes, whoa, 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 stop the music. Hey, man, you trying to take my job? It's out here singing? He goes, if you're going to sing, everybody get him up on stage. Couldn't see it, and then you see that it's like a 10-year-old kid.
That's
you know?
Awesome.
Yeah. I can't wait to bring a 10-year-old kid onto this podcast to take my spot.
Yeah, yeah. We've done it. We tried it with Kaylin. She just wouldn't
Kaylin's
talk that
almost
much.
As tall as
Jeremiah
you.
Wouldn't do it either.
Kaylin could totally kick my ass.
She's
a wimp. She
does not get my mercenary skill.
The fact that she would drive you insane and you can't smack her would cause you to lose your sanity, and then so she'd eventually win, because I'm convinced her.
What scenario am I going to be in where I might want to smack your daughter?
Just hang out with her.
Anytime she rolls her eyes
she says hi every time I come in. Your daughter's a very nice young lady.
Yeah, you don't know her like we do.
I told her to talk to you, because today she goes, I'm going to Mizzou. Everybody she's like very adamant about it. I said, well, talk to Tom.
Okay.
That's where he went.
And then she says, what you don't know about this story, nor you, she goes, is Tom here? I said, yep. She goes, tell him next time wear his yellow pants, Mizzou pants. And then she turns to her friend Sophia.
So mean girl.
Then she turns to her friend Sophia, who goes, you got to see these pants.
He hasn't even seen them.
Just
have
on
I brought those pants over here?
You've worn them
Yeah, you've
once.
Worn them
a,
once
So
here.
Mean girl of her.
Yeah.
That's,
oh, she's Regina
she
George.
She is a mean
Daddy.
Girl.
Yeah. What are we at?
Well, we're good. Let's go to your science segment.
Ah, we don't have to.
No, do it.
All right.
It's timely. It's topical.
Did you put any theme music to this? No, that's all right.
I haven't
kidding.
Used the thing.
So, there's no, that.
Wait,
there's
can we come up with some lyrics right now? Here's John Bender. He needs a science fact.
It was, how did the song go? He's not into history or doing math. He gets his kicks in a lab. It's the Bender science segment.
That's pretty good. So that Mount
that's pretty
Krakatoa
good. I'm gonna glaze right over.
Yeah, no, it's not Krakatoa. Whatever that mountain is in Hawaii.
That Hawaiian.
Now.
Yeah,
that Hawaiian thing.
Yeah, it's been going on for 3-4 weeks now.
Sounds right.
Too long.
Yeah. So I was listening to an article segment today that they think it's gonna go on for at least 3 more months.
Oh wow!
Holy shit!
Yeah. So that got me curious about the deadliest volcanoes in eruptions in history. And
in history.
Yeah, so
I thought when you first brought this up, I thought it was just going to be the potentially deadliest volcanoes in the world.
No,
but no.
So
this
we live in the Ring of Fire.
Yeah, we've got the deadly one.
The Ring of Fire is
the Ring of Fire.
Song by Johnny Cash. Yeah,
basically South America, North America, Europe and Africa.
So the
big
whole
ring.
World.
I don't think there's an.
It's like basically the Atlantic Ocean, and there's like 500 volcanoes in there, and they're up, most of them are active, but I could be like way off, but either way, that's
it's
the Ring
of your
Fire.
Segment, dude. Who are
yeah,
we to argue?
You want.
Anyways, so the first one, Mount Tambora, biggest volcanic eruption in human history,
and is mean to women.
Oh, wait, the biggest eruption in human history?
Yeah,
1815. I think that was done by Eddie Van Halen.
I was gonna say,
he kill 100,000 people?
Well, he slayed 1,000 vaginas.
I don't know, but I know. I thought Mount Tambora's biggest eruption was on his co-star in Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, too nice. Soon. Very topical. I like it. But this particular explosion eruption. Initially sent 400 million ton cloud of gas into the air, and it basically killed all the crops, so it killed 100,000 people around the world. Thought that was kind
of
cool.
Did it cause like a lot of darkness?
Yeah. It can disrupt like the whole world. Like the last big eruption was in Iceland.
Okay.
And
oh, yeah, that one was bad. That
yeah,
one,
and it shut down international travel for 3 weeks.
They had to do like 300 mile around where they would typically fly to avoid the cloud. Yeah.
And they tried to put it out because there was lava flowing towards like a town, and they had to dump like someone upwards of like 800 billion gallons of water on it.
Yeah,
to get it to slow down.
Yeah, they and I heard science came out and said that
you can't stop
there's
lava.
No stopping lava, period.
It's impossible. Yeah. The next one was Krakatoa.
Krakatoa.
Volcano names are so much fun.
You're doing good.
Anyways, Indonesian islands between Java and Sumatra erupted in 1883.
What did he say?
The Indonesian islands.
It sounded like he was really drunk. It was like
I think sometimes in fear of mispronunciation, he just goes as fast as he can.
13,000 times. This erupted with 13,000 times the power of the atomic bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima.
Mother Nature wins, bitches.
Is it Hiroshima or Hiroshima?
Hiroshima.
Okay.
It's been pronounced both ways by politicians, so...
Depending on what political point they're trying to make.
Yeah. Killed over 36,000 people.
That'll do it.
The sound was heard over 3,000 miles away.
Wow.
Unleashed a 130-foot tall tsunami, which also killed 90% of the people that it killed.
Mm. Yeah, those tsunamis will get you.
Yeah, they don't. They win.
They don't play around. Mount Vesuvius. Sounds like down with the underground.
No, the next Vesuvius. One is
Vesuvius.
Yeah. Vesuvius. See, I knew I was going to screw one of these up.
I think Vesuvius is a good name. Yeah, that's a good one. Alternate name.
Erupted in 79 AD, killed 16,000 people. This is where Pompeo came.
Pompeii.
Yeah.
They made a very awful movie about that.
They say the volcano.
I went from London to Pompeii.
Yeah. They say the volcano has erupted 30 times since then, and scientists predict that the next eruption will be terrible.
It only killed Kit Harington one time, though.
Yeah. You know, I mean, he can die like 3-4 times. He'll be fine. Yeah. But 600,000 people live directly in his path.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, that sucks. Volcanoes are no joke.
How many more we got?
Man.
Volcanoes are no joke, brother.
Mount Pele. The volcano on Marquette.
Very good at soccer.
Yep.
The Caribbean island, which was colonized by the French, May 1902, in the rivers of St. Pierre. The eruption produced a tsunami that flooded the city. On one side of the volcano collapsed, releasing boiling water and mud into the sugar farms and burying people alive. That sounds amazing. Killed 29,000 people.
29,000 people, huh?
Yeah. 1985, Nevado del Ruiz killed 23,000 people.
So you started at the worst and are working your back way.
Yeah, working
way
down.
It's not a very good TV.
No.
Either way, I just thought it was kind of interesting.
We were talking about, I mentioned, you know, Yellowstone. I mean, that's a super volcano.
Actually, they don't think that one's ever going to explode.
That's not what I recently read.
I just read today that they don't think it's ever going to go off.
They don't think it's going to go off.
It could, but they don't think it will.
Any time in the near future, but it has been more seismic activity on it now than in the previous 200 years. And if it ever did go off, we're dead.
Yeah.
We're all dead. I mean,
it's fine.
It's a planet killer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just that one? Are there others around?
There's other super volcanoes, but it's potentially the most active.
The biggest one in Hawaii, I forget what it's called now, is actually technically the tallest mountain because of how far down
it is. So is this island that it went off on, is it like totally fucked forever?
No, actually it's only, I was listening to it today, it's only 5 square miles. It's affecting.
I think
the whole island's like 300 square miles. It's 5 square miles.
Do you ever watch the news in the morning? Well, they'll have like...
I don't like that Hoda bitch.
No, come on.
Easy, that's her favorite.
But the guy that's there from the Today Show literally looks like he's on it.
Yeah.
And he's like, Miguel Alvarez, 300 yards away. I'm like, bullshit, so. You are. Yeah.
The lava changed recently. It was moving real slow, and now it's more like it's hotter and faster and more liquidy.
Well, I hate to insert...
Just like after I had Taco Bell.
I hate to insert myself into your segment and correct you, but the name of the super volcano in Hawaii is Mount Kilimalia.
Yeah.
You're so dumb.
Yeah, wasn't that an album by
Come On, I Wanna Blow?
Yeah.
Come On, I Wanna Blow.
Come on, to end the segment.
Way to crush
you.
All right, my next side segment will be two things. All right, not 10.
Not right that now. Seems
like
though.
A lot. Will you also read off a Wikipedia page like you did this?
Yeah, maybe give yourself some notes.
I did have notes for the first five.
Can you do a science segment where we can do a Facebook Live where it's like an active science segment?
Ooh, you mean a science experiment?
Best idea she's ever had on the show.
Experiment, yeah. That's, you know what? Well, let's throw it to Missy, and that was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's when we bring the kids on. Let them do a science experiment.
I think it is time to throw it to Missy, though. So, Missy, you have been gone for what seems like months, years.
I really
even.
Thought she was out this time. I was about to come in and be like, what the fuck did you do to your wife?
Yeah.
No.
I punched her right in her nose. Accident, but she holds a grudge.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So,
I got nothing.
She's got nothing. So, we're back. It's back to status quo now that she's back on. Bender.
You got all my stuff, man.
We got all your stuff? Nothing left?
Nothing left. I'm going to Branson this weekend.
Ooh. So exciting.
My daughters informed me earlier that Bender claims that Six Flags is like... Or, I'm sorry,
Silver Dollar City,
what you called it...
it's Vegas for Christians.
Vegas
Homer
for Christians.
Said that.
Oh, yeah, Homer Simpson. Said that. Yeah. Okay, all right.
What
about you?
Well,
Bender, Homer Simpson. Yeah.
Well, the unlikely sweet Golden Knights are in the Stanley Cup final against the Washington Capitals.
How do you feel about that?
Are you rooting for them?
Weird. I feel very weird about it.
Yeah, it's they haven't
is that the stripes. Is that the pop culture equivalent of 3-6 Mafia getting an Oscar before Francis Ford Coppola?
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, 50 plus years of hockey and no Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And 1 year and they're in a final. But I will say this. They need to watch out because if they don't win this cup, the only precedence they have is the Blues, who then went on a big drought because they, in their debut.
On paper, I feel like they did 3 years in a row. I feel like the Capitals are the favored team. They should win handily. But the Knights are kind of like Donald Trump at this point where every time I thought they would just be totally, nope, not getting past that point.
They have my proclaimed on this podcast favorite hockey player in Reeves on their team, so I'm rooting for him.
They do have Ryan Reeves score the game-winning goal in Game 5 against the Winnipeg Jets.
Winner. Yeah, that'd be like great Bender player. Hitting a game-winning home run in softball.
Yeah.
Hey, I hit very well.
Did you hit a home run?
I've never hit a home run.
Be a lot like Bender hitting a game-winning home run.
Got really close. It'd be more like me catching, like robbing somebody of their game-winning home run. Yeah. That's a more accurate.
It's more likely that a ball will hit him in the head and Canseco itself over the fence. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be hitting the head and then would pop up again and I would fall and it would land in my glove and then I would win and wake up in the hospital.
So on that note, are you rooting for the Capitals or the
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Capitals. Right, Capitals are kind of like the Blues twin. You know, they've had their share of heartbreaks and they have never won a cup. They've been around for a long time, so they got TJ Soshi.
Did you just say TJ Soshi?
I think it's Oshi.
Don't you remember when he won that shootout?
Oh, he was Soshi. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I'm not that big. That was in the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, where they let him shoot like 13 times.
Was it in Sochi?
It was. That's why they called
TJ Soshi. It's TJ Soshi in Sochi in a shootout.
And,
hold your tongue and say that.
I want to give a shout out to our friends at the
have one more thing.
Uh-oh, let's go ahead and do that. Right,
finish your thing.
No, they're doing a segment inspired by me on their show now. So.
Oh, and you co-hosted?
Is it a short, angry beaver that they just let go?
You put it in the bag, shake it, and dump it out.
I'm not the angry.
I think dark. I think that's a word we've used to describe you. Negative.
Well,
I am definitely.
Now they, you know what they do is they just lock a beaver in a room and just make it listen to like
Columbia.
90s grunge music for 6 hours and see what happens when they let it go.
Worst. I don't like grunge music. More like 80s hair metal, man.
No, that we're making this beaver angry.
Oh, this beaver angry.
Disgruntled.
What would make this beaver angry?
So angry.
While you're thinking about it, what did you
watching Vanderpump Rules with my wife?
What do you have?
Oh, I got some beer from Against Grain Brewery. It's one of my
Against the Grain, yeah.
It's one of the top five or six breweries. I really enjoy everything that they do. All their IPAs are really enjoyable. I got a from Friar Tux. I got their American Pale Ale. It's called America Pale Ale.
America.
It's got the redneck and the hat.
Well, this particular four pack that I got was no good. Every one of them exploded. And they were like super, super hoppy. And I think last time we all got together, I was kind of drunk. And I got home, and I didn't drive. I did. I got home, and I drank the last one, and it blew up again. So I was mad, and I tweeted them. I was like, hey, man, I love you guys, but this four-pack is no good. And then like they jumped out like right away at me, and they're like, hey, sorry about that. Can you give me the barcode, day code on the bottom, and all this stuff, and where you got it?
You are an angry tweeter.
I am sometimes.
You're going to be anyways, good in the Democratic Party.
So then they were really cool. Sent me a little care package with a koozie, a couple stickers.
Awesome.
An apology letter.
What? Handwritten?
Yeah. Handwritten apology letter. And they're like, hope it doesn't turn you off. You know, thanks for... And some sunglasses. I was like, that's really cool of them. It really was. And I tweeted out, said, thanks, you guys are a stand-up brewery.
Nice.
It was really nice.
Speaking of breweries, I don't know if you guys saw this, too. This is the last thing, and then we're done. James Gunn came out and said that Star-Lord, Peter Quill,
was
from St. Charles, Missouri, to which two plumbers said maybe we should make a beer themed named after him. So I responded by saying, call it Star-Lord Stout.
Is it James Gunn or James Gum?
It's Gunn.
It's Gunn.
Yeah. Two N's.
Who's more famous, James Gunn or James Gum from I'd Fuck Me?
James Gunn.
Yeah,
she bought a size 14.
Yeah, but so anyway, so yeah, I said, yeah, call it Star-Lord Stout, and then I said .. Although I think with his personality, he's a little more hoppy, and they agreed. They said we agree.
Aw, we gotta get back up there.
Yeah, I've never been there still.
What? Are you serious?
No, I'm lying to you. No, I'm serious. That's not something I would lie.
You fucking had me.
Yeah, because he doesn't come out on my birthday. He's a dick.
Asshole. We did come out on your birthday, yeah, Jack.
We just couldn't stay the whole time.
I can't remember the early part of the night.
Yeah, that's
when you were sober.
Let's go back to these conversations about whether or not Bender is or is not an alcoholic.
I showed to that late part, and your wife.
We all have came to the consensus that I am.
Yeah.
Man, if Rachel had looks to kill, you would have been a fucking dead man right there.
She would be an Uzi or a shotgun. Bang.
Yeah, she was,
What's up with that thing?
Yeah, you got to know. How does it hang? And on that note, we are going to say bye. So, Tom.
Let's go blue.
Or capitals.
Our sweet golden night.
And Melissa.
What about?
Well, he kind of thought he changed it. Yeah.
No. Bye.
God, that's some least enthusiastic call sign.
That movie, our music is playing.
Better needs a new one.